CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said China's economic growth of 6.9% in the first three quarters was within a reasonable range, but was not easily achieved. He made the comments during his third economic public lecture on Saturday. Li Keqiang reiterated that China's growth has not been achieved with ease, given the scenario of a global economic recovery and a complicated domestic situation. China on Friday cut interest rates for the sixth time in less than a year. Li made the remarks ahead of a key meeting this week that will set economic and social targets for the next 5 years. The Communist Party of China's Central Committee will meet from today through Thursday to set out the 13th country's 5-year plan. The meeting marks the final countdown to reaching the country's first centenary goal. The first centenary goal, in celebration of the founding of the CPC in 1921, is to double 2010 GDP and double the 2010 income of both countries and rural residents by 2020, completing the building of a moderately prosperous society. This year's Beijing-Tokyo Forum has come to an end, but without any consensus reached. Discussions this year mainly focused on ways to build political trust between the two sides, as well as economic cooperation and security. China International Publishing Group and Japanese think tank Genron MPO organized this year's event, attracting over 500 representatives from both sides. The forum first began 10 years ago. A joint declaration is formally released after sessions. However, organizers failed to do so this year due to limited time. A ferry sailing from Macau to Hong Kong hit an object in waters near Lantau Island on Sunday, injuring 83 people. The boat was carrying 163 passengers and 11 crew members. It lost power following the accident, creating chaos on board. Boats were sent to the scene and ambulances stood by at the central ferry piers. After arriving in Hong Kong, those injured were sent to hospital. No casualties were reported in the accident. A fire broke out at a karaoke bar on Sunday in the Indonesian city of Mindanao, killing 12 and injuring 73. The fire triggered heavy smoke, trapping many people on the second and third floors of the building. Many died of smoke inhalation. The injured were sent to nearby hospitals. Thousands of refugees and migrants arrived in Slovenia on Sunday. Most have entered from the neighboring Croatia on their way to Western European countries such as Germany and Austria. Slovenia has borne the brunt of the influx on the Balkan route since Hungary closed its border with Croatia about a week ago. Slovenia said on Sunday that more than 60,000 people had arrived in the country over the last 10 days. The migrants will be registered in Slovenia before heading to Austria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has told Russian lawmakers he is ready to call for presidential elections if the Syrian people support the idea. Assad has also expressed a willingness to discuss amendments to Syria's constitution and hold parliamentary elections. He's made the suggestion while meeting with a Russian member of parliament in Damascus. Moscow is one of Assad's key foreign allies. Russia has also been pushing for elections in Syria. Meetings this past week among diplomats from Russia, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Turkey failed to make any major breakthrough on how to bring the fighting in Syria to an end. The future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad continues to be a major sticking point. China, Russia, and Mongolia have signed a number of cross-border agreements in tourism. The 10 projects, worth a total of $220 million, were signed at the first China-Mongolia Expo. The expo opened last Friday in Hohhot, capital of North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The deals cover areas including tourism route development, personnel training, and hotel construction. In 2014, Inner Mongolia received more than 800,000 visitors from Mongolia and more than 600,000 from Russia. China's building material sector has remained weak as the property market show little signs of improvement. The latest statistics indicate that cement output fell nearly 5% in the first three quarters. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.